You are now looking at a very special part of our natural harbor, the beautiful Bay of Lazaret. The ambiance is magical. You almost feel that you have reached the ends of the earth. The Bay of Lazaret is a partially closed geographic entity, which extends over 2 square kilometers. It is shallow, from 0 to 20 meters deep. Since the 19th century, it has been the site of a variety of activities. Each day, warships, ferries, yachts, and public transport crisscross each other here. But today, the bay has another type of host, men who cultivate the sea in an extraordinary way. It is a strange thing to see, in the middle of the bay, huts on stilts and mussel beds, which seem to be from another age, and are somewhat incongruous in this natural harbor. You can admire the colorful little cabins with their huge nets fixed in the Bay of Lazaret. They add a charming touch to this lake, itself surrounded by a screen of green and blue. The huts were used long ago by mussel growers who rowed out to them in a barge. You can see the table on which they sorted the mussels, attached them to ropes, and cleaned them with jets of seawater. Mussels have been cultivated here since the 19th century. Today, under the strident cries of seagulls overhead, you can see dedicated fish farms alongside the mussel growers. A fish farming cooperative, La Coopérative Maritime de Tamaris, the Maritime Cooperative of Tamaris, has been set up and each year produces nearly 200 tons of fish. Jean-Claude Ventre tells us about the importance of this activity.
It is worth talking about this example of fish farming, which has allowed the local commerce to survive. Because, for example, Saint-Mandrier's dozens of fishermen couldn't catch enough fish to supply the whole area. So this type of aquaculture provides sea perch, sargos, stone bass, all fish you can find in the supermarket or even in the local fishmongers. This is high-quality fish, raised in small numbers in nets and then released into a wild farm. And they are also fed, because they are flesh-eating, with wild fish.
The fish are raised for around 30 to 48 months, the time it takes for them to reach a weight of between 300 and 500 grams. Farming conditions are similar to organic ones, meaning that the fish are leaner and the flesh less tough than those raised in intensive fish farms. The farmed fish here are also said to be as tasty as fish raised in the wild. Do try these local high-quality products. You can find them on the stalls a mere 2 hours after they have been caught. Freshness you cannot beat. If you love fishing and exploring, you can go aboard one of the charming small boats and find out more about life at sea. You can share the knowledge and experience of the local fishermen before you sample today's catch. Information on how to do this is available at the tourist offices.
Text by Sylvie Brunati-Abad, Toulon, Provence, Méditerranée, with its regional and European partners. Also in cooperation with the company Audiovisit.